Hey, everybody. We're Bob and Audrey, a husband and wife team.
And this is our podcast all about relationships.
We are marriage and relationship enthusiasts, believing there is a God-given design to thrive in both life and love.
And we think that Jesus is amazing and worth following with everything you have. On this podcast, we are putting together the truths and best practices we have learned over our 35 years of marriage, and more specifically, over the past 18 years, where we have spent our lives helping people love their relationships.
After getting through our own family crisis, we became passionate about rescuing and mentoring others. We have authored numerous books and developed on-demand courses that can be found on our website, lovemarriedlife.com.
And with all that said, let's dive into the episode for this week.
Welcome to this week's podcast of All About Relationships. This is number 53.
And I'm so stoked about this podcast today because I really believe that it pertains to absolutely every relationship.
Yes.
Couples, in marriages, it pertains to family and children, and even friendships, because there's something very important about the art of a conversation.
Yeah. When we talk about these, you know, you and I, we share back and forth, and it's like, you know, Audrey, we really do want to help couples, but not all couples are in crisis.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And so we want, again, it's all about relationships. So we want to, again, really help you to thrive both in life and love. And I enjoyed last week's episode very much, you know, just helping people in their love relationships. I thought, we just gave some real good practical advice.
The reason why I'm laughing.
I don't know.
I am laughing because Bob said he enjoyed the episode.
Oh,
he actually took time to listen to the episode.
One thing is, I thought, you know, because I'm all about content.
I know you are.
You know, it's just got to be meaningful. If you're going to take the time to listen.
Yes, we respect your time.
I want to deliver, you know, some really good content. So I gave it a listen. I thought, oh, this is good. It was, you know, it was meaningful. So anyway.
So the next morning, he must have listened to it in the middle of the night, because in the morning he goes, Audrey, I actually listened to our podcast and it did create meaning. And I believe that we did bring something to help others. And I went, oh, honey, that's great. I said,
I hate second guessing myself.
I know. But the thing that I was so proud of, Bob, is that I have literally never had the guts and courage to listen to one of these podcasts because I don't like the sound of my voice. And my inner critique can be pretty mean sometimes. So I don't even listen to it.
Well, some people can call the house, and if you answer, they'll say, is your mother home?
I know. Hi, is your mom there? I'm like, I am the mom. I know. But you know what? It was so funny. The morning when Bob listened to the last podcast, he goes, Audrey, I listened to the podcast and we had some meeting, but there's one thing I'd like to bring your attention to. There's just something I have to tell you. You're going
to
correct me, but Audrey, I did notice that you just sniffed your nose a lot, like your nose was running, and it was quite a distraction.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
Now you're...
I am embellishing the story.
Yeah.
But he did say that I should be aware.
Just be aware.
Yeah. You did it in a very loving way, honey.
Yes.
But I am going to be aware.
It was a very liquid sound.
Yeah, so I just... Okay. So I just want to let you know that I likely will not be sniffing during today's episode. I'm self-aware that happens sometimes.
Yeah. It's important for that. We just saw.
We don't want to drive you nuts.
No,
that is not our purpose
not
in making
my
these.
Intention.
No.
But today's podcast, number 53, I think is in a large amount in response to people's requests.
Yes, it is.
I love having the opportunity to speak with pastors, you know, church leaders, you know, and I'm just so gracious, you know, I'm just so thankful that they would ask, you know, for my opinion. Hey, Bob, you know, what do you think? What's going on? You know, that type of thing. And people are learning, having to pivot, having to learn how to do church differently.
Mm-hmm.
In the world that we're living in.
Well, necessity breeds innovation.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is connect.
Mm-hmm.
And even this evening, we'll be connecting with a small group in Edmonton, Alberta, you know, through a Zoom meeting. So, I mean, there are innovative ways of connecting with people. But, you know, where you are with who, you know, with all of those that you are with, We just want to take some time and help you possibly create some more innovative ways to connect.
Yes, and very specifically in conversation. The thing about, the beautiful thing about conversation is there is an art to conversation. And the most important purpose of a conversation, I think, is just getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. And I grew up
And I just want to jump in from the very beginning. And that's really nice. But for me, I'm a silent guy. I am aware.
I hope you're not thinking you're telling me something I didn't know.
But I can sit in a room in silence.
Do you guys, if you think for a second that we're just, you know, creating these podcasts because we're just so naturally great at relationships, well, I believe that we, with intention, have worked on our own relationship. And we are so different from each other. They say a woman has, I hate when they generalize men and women, but the average woman has 10,000 words a day. I'm sure I have 20 or 30,000 days that I would love, 20,000 words every day.
Well,
to
careful
share.
Now. Don't stutter and waste some. Yeah.
You are silly. But no, I grew up in this is the thing, Bob. My dad and mom loved the musicals of the 40s and 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what one it's from, but my mom and dad often sang that song, Getting to Know You, Getting to Know All About You. Do you know this one?
Yeah, I do, but I won't.
Getting to like you and getting to hope you like me. And it's all this that I just think getting to know someone is one of the biggest adventures in the world.
Yeah. Also today, the recording of this podcast is June 2nd, and this is Audrey and I's 36th wedding anniversary.
Today.
Yay,
Happy anniversary to Bob and Audrey.
Yeah, and so we had a conversation this afternoon, and you had a conversation with me, to be a little more accurate, and you were just reminding me of those, you know, beginning days where we were getting to know each other.
Yes, and that is something that continues, and it will continue until we are no longer, because the most romantic thing you can do for each other, and I hope you're hearing me, the most romantic thing you can do for each other is get to know each other, because we are each treasures. There is, our romance is worth cultivating and enjoying as a result. And so that's why today is an important day. As our anniversary, I just want to bring acknowledgement to the fact that, you know what, it is a milestone. So guess what? Our romance is, even though neither Bob or I are very romantic, so to speak, we haven't given each other a card or a gift.
Well, even today, we had a conversation together, and I got up, and my son Robert and I, we started digging holes in the backyard. We had some irrigation issues we needed to work through. And, you know, so I spent 3-4 hours working on that. And you came to me and you said, boy, I thought our day would be different. And you were working, you know, answering emails, texts, you know, keeping our calendar organized. And so, I mean, we both had an active morning, but then you came to me and said, boy, I thought our day would be different. You know, I thought, you know, we would do something romantic. And just even you saying that phrase, my mind goes blank. It's like, so.
What does the word romantic mean?
Yeah, and for me, it's typically just one thing, which, you know, just. Anyway,
we won't talk about that one thing.
Right.
But what else is there to do? Well, there's a lot of romance and getting to know each other. And
there is. And you can even take the word romance out of it.
Yes.
It's just a loving thing.
Yes.
One of the most loving things you can do for an individual.
Yes.
Don't presume for a moment that you got your kids figured out.
Right.
You know, when will you actually listen? I mean, really listen and ask questions without interrupting just to get to know
them.
And
I just even last night had dinner with my mom and dad, and they're 82 years old. And I asked my mom a question. I said, Mom, I'd love to get to know you on this level. And I asked her sort of a life question. I never want to stop getting to know my mom and my dad, because they are treasures to me. And if you truly treasure and value someone, you get to know them. But the interesting thing is asking questions and then actively listening is part of a conversation. But a great question unlocks the best in someone. And learning the art and design of framing a question can even be a science. And so we don't want to get into the logistics and the research that's done as far as formulating questions in a way that really does unlock that person and unlock their ability to communicate.
But this is something that we work on
art.
With couples.
Yes.
You know, that feel like they're just roommates with each other.
Yes.
Boy, there are some really key questions that you can begin to ask that do kind of go beneath the surface
yes.
to help unlock.
And the same again
places.
With the children and your parents mm-hmm. and your good friends. You know, friends are a treasure in your life.
Because it's not just me getting to know you.
Right.
A good question helps you to get to know yourself.
Yes. It's a way to love yourself.
Oh, yes. And
I ask myself questions. You know that every day because mm-hmm. that's a very loving thing for me to do for myself.
Right. And so, you know, getting to know yourself is just as important.
If you truly want to thrive now in your friendships, your relationships, your kids, your parents, in every relationship, let's talk about this conversations that lead to a connection. And so we're going to just work through three different items when it comes to connecting through conversations. And the first one is what we call the four L's in a conversation. Mm-hmm. And using the four L's, getting to know each other, we stay connected and care for each other. But this is a custom that we have used in our family dinner nights and our times together on weekends or, you know, whenever the schedule allows. But whenever you feel a need to start, just take the conversation or even the silence to a more meaningful level, this is an incredible tool that we use. Mm-hmm.
As a family, dinner time has always been a priority.
Yes.
It's, you know, with Robert, it has kind of
dwindled.
There you go. A little bit. However,
I will call it dwindling.
Yeah. However, dinner time is very important. And we've raised all of our children with this, is that when we're at dinner, no one can just get up from the table when they're done eating.
Oh, no. This is conversation time, baby. Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not. Yeah, we're here until everyone is done. We're here until we've connected, you know, with our day. And I just remember, I mean, all the way through, it was always two things. You know, Mommy, you know, thank you for the dinner.
May I please be excused? And it's always the two things, but uh-huh. maybe not. Maybe.
Did you forget your two things?
Maybe not, because maybe we weren't done connecting as a family mm-hmm. during dinner. So let's talk about the four L's first, and then we'll talk about active listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sure.
So the four L's that we talk about is, first of all, the word love. What did you love about your day today? Or how were you able to express love to each other?
And again, the word love, nice word.
Yeah.
But it just might be a high spot.
Yeah.
Something that you enjoyed about the
day.
Yeah,
in a light way. What did you love about your day?
I liked this today. This was a good part about my day. So we use love just because it's an L word.
Yeah,
because
we like the four L's. But hey, Bob, I can ask you right now, Bob, so far up from beginning to end, what have you loved about your day so far today?
Actually, right now.
Really?
Yes.
That's so great.
I did not enjoy fixing the irrigation and the hot sun and so forth. I actually enjoy doing this. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, the next number two word is the low.
Digging holes.
Yeah. You moved right over there, Bob.
Yeah, I did.
You went to the dark side.
Yeah. I really enjoyed being with Robert because he did help me today. Yesterday, he wasn't around.
He was MIA yesterday.
Yeah. So I enjoy that. Yeah.
I'm so glad you could tell me that you loved something. That was good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for your low, what was the biggest challenge or when did you feel sad or upset? Did anything make you feel devalued or hopeless? I mean, that's a pretty deep word.
Yeah.
You can make it just, like everyone has a light low, like we're making it sound deep, but it can be a light low.
Yeah, but you know, for you and I, you know, I just felt bad, you know, that, you know, we both had such a busy morning apart from each other on our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So the
sad part for me is that we didn't plan it. Like we didn't say, if we would have made a plan and say, we're going to do this for a few hours and then do this, mm-hmm. then we would have had known, but it just kind of happened,
yeah,
you know, the plan
that's
just.
You and your plans. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's you and just not telling me what you're up to for the day.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. This is where the low comes in and we can meet each other there and say, you know, it was interesting about that with me and you is I thought, wow, I wish we would have known that we were going to do that because then I would have felt more comfortable in those moments doing the responsible things all morning instead of just, you know,
letting it get you
playing hooky and
upset.
Just go have celebrating our anniversary. And we didn't do that. We were responsible, but it happened. But then I realized that I do the same thing to you and just make plans for the both of us.
Oh, yes, you do.
I did it last night. We went and had dinner with my parents. I didn't ask you. I just said, yep, coming over, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that I like to...
It's fine. I know.
And it's fine what happened this morning, but we have to give each other the room for that.
Let's go to the next one.
Yeah, low, after the low. Yeah. The next one
is... So the thing that you like, the thing that you loved about your day, possibly a low about your day. And again, you're creating space. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is to...
Laugh.
What made you smile?
Yeah, what made you laugh?
What made you smile? What made you laugh today?
Yes.
And that's a good one.
Yes.
Because surprisingly, you could have laughed and probably chose not to.
Really?
Yeah.
I always choose to laugh.
I know that, but I'm just saying a large amount of people.
Right.
You know, but allow yourself just to smile.
The childlike freedom to laugh. Laughing every day is such an important part of physical health, mental, spiritual, emotional health. Mm-hmm. And plus, laughing every day is just fun.
Yeah. So then, and then number four is, what did you learn?
Yeah.
You know, what did you learn today? There's always something to learn. That was something that was really intriguing about working with Robert today, is that he says, Dad, just don't tell me to do it. Tell me the why. Because he really wanted to learn, you know, behind. And I'm just like, just trust me, just do it this way.
And it almost came out as disrespectful. Why do I have to do this? Why do? And then he finally said, no, I actually want to know why.
I want to learn. I want to know. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. I thought you were just trying to be lazy.
So now as we work through those four L's, I hope you got them. Yeah. What'd you love? What was your low? What did you laugh at today, or laugh? Who did you laugh with, or what did you learn?
These are great conversational guidelines that you could use just around a dinner table. Mm-hmm. As well, these are awesome guidelines even in small group.
Yes.
Because I know that a lot of people, they're getting together in smaller groups in their home, and they sit down and they pull out their Bibles and they're going to have a Bible study. You know, or something. And it's just like, wait a minute.
There's always a space for that.
Absolutely. Yes, there's a space for that. But when will we begin to allow ourselves to be heard?
Yes.
To know ourselves and to know others. And so these are just some real connecting points. And if you are in a small group, the only rule is this: everyone participates.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing.
L-L-L-L-L.
Yeah, everyone's sitting
around
the table.
It's our code word.
We all participate.
Yeah. LOLOLOLOL.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then the other thing about, we have four rules for active listening. And I know I love numbers and I love to just make it really clear, but there really are important rules for actively listening. And the art of listening is part of the art of a conversation.
Yeah.
So when someone else is talking, engage through that eye contact and really look intently at the person who's sharing and talking.
Mm-hmm. Encouraging response. You know, whether that be through, you know, gentle mm-hmms or just, hey, I'm hearing you. Yes.
At head nods. Mm-hmm. So they all start with E. I love helping you guys to remember. So engage through eye contact, encourage through your responsive sounds and your head nods.
Yeah. But then also you want to be able to expect to learn something.
Yes.
You know, learn something about that other person. What you want to do is place a whole lot of value there, which then leads to the next one, and that's to extend personal space. Often, not often, but surprisingly, when somebody begins to share, all of a sudden someone else will jump in over top, because what's happened is that they have stimulated thought.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, and then they begin to talk. And so what you want to do is to be able to give the person space.
Yes.
Extended space. You know, my words right now are not as important as yours.
Right.
You see, I'm placing value. What you're saying right now is important, and I do want to hear you.
I just thought of the fact that you and I are having an example of a conversation right now, because we are looking at each other. We have our mics in front of each other. But if you're in a group with a bunch of extroverts.
But with podcasts and yes. radio and the,
yeah.
we want to be on top of each other's
yeah.
words.
We want to keep, yeah.
It's a different,
we don't talk like this necessarily here. All yeah. day long.
No.
But we don't want any no. space. Like we don't
I
want
go
have,
to silent zone all
we
day
don't,
long.
We don't want you to have any boring spaces where one of us isn't talking. But I mean, if you're in a group with extroverts, that's why they invented the talking stick. If you have the talking stick, you're allowed to talk.
You
and the other
talk.
People are not allowed to talk. I mean, mm-hmm. it's as simple as.
And for some, that's difficult.
Yes. And if you're in that kind of a situation, just hold up a fork or a knife at the table and say, excuse me, mm-hmm. I think we need to have a little bit of a talking stick situation here.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to take turns. Mm-hmm. It's literally extending the room to take turns.
The what I'd like to do is just kind of share one question.
Mm.
And these are, this would, you know, just kind of helps people dive a little deeper into a conversation.
Yeah, the art of a question.
Mm-hmm. And one of them is be able to ask questions that would stimulate stories of resilience.
Yes.
In other words, I want to hear from you because I see strength in you,
mm-hmm.
and I want to hear your story of resilience. When did you overcome a challenge that you had no playbook for?
Hmm, you know, that's a good
question, when was there a challenge
question,
in
Bob.
Your life,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you had no playbook for this? Tell me, how did, you know, what was it? How did you process through it? What did you learn from it? And how is your life different because of it?
Yeah.
Now there's some really,
there is an amazing
right,
question, Bob.
But if you were able to give that to, you know, an individual, to a couple in a small group setting,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, not only are you getting to know them, but they might be paused for a moment or two and like, you know what, I need to give this some thought.
I love
you
how
see, you now they're learning a little bit more even about themselves.
I yes, and I love how you started that question with, I see resilience in you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, when did you reach a challenge mm-hmm. in your life that you didn't have the playbook for?
Yeah.
And how what character trait did you develop during that you are using today?
Mm-hmm. And then another great question is, now, what are you learning right now?
Yeah, what is the new thing?
Mm-hmm.
What trek are you on?
Because we're constantly learning.
Continually.
I mean, of course, for you and I, you know, there's a huge, you know, event in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had no playbook.
Right, for 20 years ago. Yes.
You know, and it, but here we are, as you said, 20 years later, still learning.
Yep.
Still
and
growing.
The character traits that we developed 20 years ago through getting through that crisis together and getting to the other side, what we learned through that, we are using those character traits today mm-hmm. for a next, you know, one of the traits that I learned 20 years ago is nothing is impossible. And now I'm in a situation in 2020 where things are starting to feel impossible, mm-hmm. but something in me says, nope,
yeah.
nothing's impossible.
For me, my fears aren't as big as I make them out to be, or as powerful
good.
As I thought they were.
Right.
Or you feel like I'm just all alone. You know, no one's experienced or gone through what I've gone through.
Hmm.
You see, those are things
those are
that you
incredible
learn.
Incredible traits.
But you see, don't try to run from your past.
Right.
Just don't allow your past to dictate or determine your future.
But you are resilient you see, because
there
of your
resilience
past.
Yes. And there is a newness and there is a growth. There's a strength
mm-hmm.
To your life that you didn't have before.
All right. So we just went through the first of our 3 points. And the first point of today's podcast is conversations. And I hope that as a result of listening and being with us together today, that you're getting stimulated to formulate questions like you never had. And just even feeling the importance that your great question unlocks the best in the people that you love.
Yeah.
And so asking questions is a very important part of life.
Yeah. One of the ones that I like, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
I like hope.
Mm-hmm.
I like future. I like anticipating, you know, a brighter future, you know, for tomorrow. And so I think it's important. And then, so in this question is, what would it be like if? Now, all I can do is take personal responsibility for me. So what would it be like if I was willing to forgive? What would it be like if I pursued others? What would it be like if, you see,
if
for
I
me,
did this, if
you see,
I,
this is about me. And so, you know, this is, the future can be different, but the future is something that I'm going to choose.
You create your future by your intentions. That mm-hmm. actually happens. And creating, you know, focusing on your intentions is so important. Today, Bob, just when you said, what would it be like if, I did an exercise today I'd never done. And that was, I wrote a letter of gratitude to somebody who that I had upset in the past and had a sort of mm-hmm. a disconnect. And the relationship, you know, it was about 20 years ago, didn't ever have closure. And I wrote a letter of gratitude. I didn't send that letter, but it was interesting what
good
that,
for your heart.
What unlocked in my heart was I am grateful for that person. Mm. I had been focusing on the disconnect of how that relationship ended, but I began to remember, wow, I said, dear this person, thank you for being in our lives when a time that we needed support and we needed hope, and you were with us in a journey that was an adventure, and we felt your camaraderie with us, and you brought your gifts and your strengths to us in a time when we were developing a new thing, and thank you for that. Mm. And it did something to unlock my heart, and all of a sudden I felt like thanking a lot more other people and saying, wow, it didn't necessarily have closure or end the way I would have hoped or dreamed.
Yeah.
But I am so thankful for those years when that was a beautiful season in our life in that relationship, and thanking them in that conversation that I had by myself. So it just, what stirred that, stimulated that thought was what you say, what would happen if I was willing to. So my question to myself today was, what would happen to me if I was willing to write a letter of gratitude to somebody that it didn't end well?
Yeah. Wow.
That got kind of deep. No. I didn't mean to talk about that.
No. But this, you see, these, again, this is stimulating conversation.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, what I need to or feel obligated or that's necessary to say. But I'm learning. I'm hearing. You see, there's an intimacy. There's a closeness that comes. And we have to be willing to adjust our focus.
Yes.
I think too often we can become extremely rigid, you know, that we can, you know, just be, you know, just so focused, you know, on some things that can limit our lives. And so there's something in, you know, I don't mean to be overly spiritual here, but I believe that that's why, you know, in scripture it says, you know, focus your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, set your attention on him.
Yes.
And I feel like that's so important because it's his view and opinion that really does matter for me. And so again,
and he is the one that came to give us that abundant life.
Mm-hmm. And so your focus fills your attention.
Yes.
It fills your thoughts. It fills your life. But then, you know, the intention of life.
Yeah.
That is what will create your future.
So knowing your intention is a good thing because that is literally writing the future for your life. Whatever your intentions are paving the way.
So if unforgiveness has your attention,
yeah,
you know, if resentment has your attention,
that is creating your future.
That will. And so I want to be intentional on my intention to create a future of harmony.
Yes.
And so harmony around the dinner table.
Harmony in my conversations.
Harmony with
the world around me. Yes.
Yeah. The other day we were just, you know, going through Costco.
Yeah.
And we had our masks on.
Yes, we did.
And there was a couple there and I was walking by him and I said, excuse me. And he thought that his cart was in my way. I said, no. That's a beautiful plant there. Where'd you get it? And we started having a conversation.
Yeah, because it was a beautiful plant.
And they were like almost shocked that people were going to talk to them.
Yeah.
But it was like, no, I want to talk to people. I'm missing people.
Right.
I'll talk to you. Mm-hmm. And we just smiled beneath our mask.
Yes.
And, you know, but
we smiled with our eyes. That's it, Bob. We smiled with our eyes.
And we said, you know, one day we will hug again. And I said, we can live in peace and harmony.
That's right.
And I just, you know, I want to be an ambassador.
Yes, thank
you. Of
the
kingdom of heaven, wherever I go. Okay.
I love that.
All right. The other one is that I wanted to just mention real quick is, what would you like to celebrate?
Mm.
maybe 6 months from now, a year from now? Mm. What would you like to celebrate 5 years from now? And then with intention, what steps are you setting in place that celebration can become your reality?
Bob, those are fantastic questions. Now, we've spent a lot of time. We're going to talk about three aspects of connection.
We have another five minutes or so.
But I just want to tell you that we're definitely changing gears. So I just want you to get your seatbelts on because this has been all about conversations. And connecting through conversations. We're going to go on to another theme. Having real great conversations is to play games.
And connection.
Yes, playing games. Bob and I personally prioritize playing games together as a couple, with our friends and our family, because we know the unique...
Did I mention this is our 36th anniversary today?
Yeah.
What game did we play on our honeymoon?
Rummy all day long.
Wow, that just about started a fight.
Bob, I won all the time.
You won all the time.
I know, it was a problem for you.
It was a real problem. And
Bob,
you loved
I remember
it.
Being okay. June 2nd, 1984. Yeah. We get married. The next morning, we're on a plane to Florida.
Yeah,
we are sitting on the floor at the gate.
21 and 19 years old.
Yeah, 19 years old, 21. We're at the gate. I'm wearing a cute little hat.
Yeah, you're pink.
Yeah,
and
pink and white.
Yeah. We get on the plane.
No. Before we get on the gate, we're sitting on the floor playing rummy.
Yeah, playing cards. Yeah, playing cards, sitting
waiting
on the floor.
Waiting for our plane
but
to take off.
But we get on the plane and someone says, is this
Are you on your honeymoon?
And we're like,
how did they know?
It's just like,
So obvious. It's fun remembering. Bob and I have always prioritized games because something happens when you it brings you into the moment and it gives you a little bit of a temporary escape and it helps you to just have unfiltered conversations. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how personalities become evident and expressive when you're playing games. Mm-hmm. And the competitive nature comes out.
Yes, it does.
And the playfulness.
Yes, it can.
And those are the reasons why we play games together. Uh-huh.
And you do get to know each other in a different way.
Yes.
You do.
You know, and it helps you to use your efforts of brain power. And if you're playing a physical game like ping pong or something like that, you can use your body power as well. But it's just getting that escape from the realities of life gives you that moment to play games. Now, Bob and I are not good at video games. We've never crossed the line into video games.
I have one and only one video game that I play.
Well, it's a phone game.
Oh, is that what it is?
That wouldn't be a video game.
Not a video
game. You don't
game?
Have like an Xbox or
no,
anything.
No, I don't.
No. But you have a game on, you have an app, Bob, on your phone. That would be an app.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's one of our favorite board games.
Yes.
That is an app game, I guess.
Right. Our board game is called Ticket to Ride.
So it's Ticket to Ride. So we like that one.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. So we got the app and we play with strangers, you and me.
Another favorite that we have, and this one is, you know, I guess what people classify a little more on the nerdy side.
Yeah.
And that is Catan.
Yeah. We play Settlers of Catan.
And so we play
several
that
times
one in
a
different
week.
Layers. Yeah. We really, really enjoy that one.
Can I just say, we've since the beginning of this year, since we've played a lot more games because we're home a lot and we're not traveling as much, mm-hmm. Either our kids come over, Dan and Janelle, or our best friends come over, and Jeff and Jan. There's Daniel and Dan and Jan and Jeff and Jan. Those are our game playing comrades. Mm-hmm. And my parents. Mm-hmm. But on a side note, having best friends is a thing. Like having couple best friends is just the best. But we have now graduated to Seafarers, which is the next level of Settlers.
So what I'd like to do is just kind of give you a list.
Yeah, because the one we play with my mom and dad that we love, and we took this game to Africa, was called Cover Your Assets.
It's a card game that you can get on Amazon, Cover Your Assets.
It's so fun and it's light. It's a light game, mm-hmm. but still strategic.
Right. And probably the best game for a group that's a lot of fun is Telestrations.
Oh, honey.
And
I love that
it's
game.
It's just a fun game, but everyone has to participate.
Yeah.
Everyone
and we have to draw to and it doesn't
best,
matter if you're good at drawing.
But Telestrations is an excellent game.
It's a laugh one. Mm-hmm. It's a good laugh.
A good four-person game, you know, a little bit of a puzzle kind is Blockus.
Oh, we love Blockus.
And a kind of a speed card game would be Spot It.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of Spot It games. You know,
we're giving you our list right now. I love Loaded Questions.
Yeah, Loaded Questions
for a conversation game.
Yeah. And that one you don't even have to play as a game. It's just a great conversational guideline kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Another one is Code Names. And then I'm going to go back to one, you know, from our early days.
Yeah.
Since it's anniversary.
Yeah.
And that was Pictionary.
Oh, we have had.
It's just a classic, people.
It is, just but it's so classic. Fun. You don't even need the game. Just play it.
Just play
Do you remember Scattergories? We used to play Scattergories all the time, too. Those were some good laughs. And I just want you to say that there's really, I don't want you to feel like there's an excuse of why you're not playing games, because it doesn't matter what age, how many of you are there. You are creative by nature. We can all tap into the creative and amazing God who gives us ideas. And, you know, when our kids, I was thinking of Robert when he was a little boy, I'm talking preschool. He was probably 2 years old when he wanted the game Whack-A-Mole. Mm. I want Whack-A-Mole for Christmas.
Oh, Whack-A-Mole,
and that's as simple as just a little plastic game where you whack the mole.
Mm-hmm.
Or remember that game Pie in Your Face where you put the whipped cream on the pie? And
oh, yeah, yeah. Our son Christopher is very good at finding fun games.
Yeah. And we play a lot of card games,
yes.
Up and Down the River. Cactus is a new card game that we play.
Right. So, again, this is just, it's great.
You can tell we
just
get passionate about
together.
It.
As often as you can, and
I also want to know that the thing about that this becomes there can be learning moments and connection moments in games, because we can validate the one who gets feelings sometimes. Sometimes when you're losing, it can get frustrating, but we love to know that everyone is accepted and approved and amazing whether you win or lose. But I do have a roll of winner stickers, and it is our family tradition that when you win a game, we have winner stickers that are called winners. They're in the shape of a star.
Yeah, and there's always
an interview.
Audrey's post-game interview.
Yeah. When did you feel like you were going to win that game? How did you feel about your win today?
Yeah.
What will you do next time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love post-game interview games.
Let's jump to number three, and then we'll call it a day. So
I'm getting a lot of words
this
in.
This is probably one of the most random podcasts you've ever listened to. It's like
we're into these deep questions and conversations.
All right. So number three is prayer.
Yes.
And prayer is just talking with God.
You know, conversational.
With Jesus in the home, everything changes.
Yes.
And I think far too often it's something that it's just like, oh yeah. Yeah, we're a Christian family. Yeah, we believe God. Yeah, but to absolutely acknowledge Him, and then also to just really voice your dependency and need—what an act of humility! And there's that grace that you find in God when you're willing to humble yourself, you know, with others, and just simply say, God, we need you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is just take a little bit of time, talk about prayer, because when you're in a group, how do you pray with each other?
Right. How do you pray as a family?
Or as a family. And it can get awkward or strange. And then it's like, is this a prayer meeting?
Right.
Air quotes.
How long is this going to last? Yep.
You know,
and we like to be clear.
Sometimes it's just, hey, everyone, let's just take a moment. Let's just connect eye to eye.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. We've had a wonderful meal together. And let's just, you know, let's just really acknowledge God. And looking into each other's eyes, discovering the life of God in the other person, and just simply using the words, God, we need you.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, that's tremendous faith. That's an anticipation and a trust that you're leaning into Him. And as a family, we're a family, and God is in the middle. He really is.
And
Lord, we really need you.
I love that, Bob. Like, I love what you're saying right now. Because what would happen, you guys, if before meal you say your nice little, like, thank you so much, Jesus, for this food. But what happens is if after the game and after the meal you took time to just acknowledge just a moment of prayer. Hmm. We like to do three things when we pray.
Yeah.
And
so I'm just going to throw this one in. This is one that just popped in my brain, my little brain here. And that is, you know, with regards to meal time is very important. eating together is very important, and you see it all throughout Scripture.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we in anticipation of? The marriage supper of the Lamb.
It's
eating
a
together.
Feast word. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The last event that Jesus had with his disciples was the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
Eating together. Jesus, when after the resurrection, he's standing on the shoreline of Galilee, and they realize it's him. And what's he doing? He's cooking them breakfast. He's
making
a meal for them.
Yeah.
So eating together, I believe, is a God ordained act.
It is.
And here's what happens when you sit together and eat. All of a sudden, you're feeding your body nourishment that without it would die.
Hmm.
You know, without water, without food.
That's right.
It's only a matter of days.
That's
and
right.
You would perish.
Right.
So therefore, you are dependent on an external resource that you did not create.
Wow.
That you did not make. This, you see, God created this for you, for your, replenishing, for your very life. And so when we sit together, there's just this place of real gratitude, and it's just like, hey, we're consuming, a nourishment that's going to bring life.
Yes.
Life to us, life to each other. So anyway, as I don't know why I threw that out, but I just want you to see that, having meals together, sharing meals, breaking bread one with another, I believe has a strong spiritual significance to it.
Okay. I love that.
All right, praying together.
So we're
three
just
going
to it's just simple. Number one, we just thank. And we just thank the Lord for whatever it is in the day.
It says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart.
Thank you, God.
So just to begin recognizing,
I am thankful
for
this today. And number two, we cast our cares. What a biblical thing too. We were not created to carry the cares of this world and the cares of our day. We were not designed to carry those. Mm-hmm. That's why the Bible so specifically in 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your cares.
All your cares.
So you know what? In this group, whether it's just me and Bob or Robert or Dan and Janelle, our kids, we're just going to say, you know what, God, I have been feeling the care of this, but I'm trusting you.
Yeah.
I've been carrying this.
On me. This has
made me worried, but I'm going to cast my care on. And then,
talking about going back to the very beginning of the podcast, this might be a low of my day.
Yeah.
But you see, us being, God's children, we're not, as you said, Audrey, we're not intended to be,
burdened with a heaviness. No.
So cast is to be able to release,
which
then really shows trust.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And
God,
the third one,
I can trust you with
this.
And that,
And the third one is blessing. And we just bless each other and pray blessings over each other.
Mm-hmm.
I pray blessing over you, Bob, that you will enjoy the strength and energy and vibrance and vitality of God's given strength. Mm-hmm. I pray that I just thank God for his joy and that his joy is your strength. I pray that blessing over you.
So these three areas, be thankful, cast your cares, bless one another.
Conversations with God. It's, we're talking about the art of conversation, but how can we not put prayer in there?
Yeah.
Because that is the art of conversation, of including him. Even though he's invisible, he gets ignored a lot. But let's bring our attention to him.
And it can be as natural as the conversation that we're
100%
having right now.
100%.
Yeah. Yes. It's just like, we're going to pray together. Okay. And then right away we go into fold your hands,
bow your head. And there's times for that. There's
that.
Respect.
Yes,
and
yes,
I love
yes,
that.
Yes. However,
yes.
I want it to be as natural as speaking, breathing every single day. And Huldah Bundtane, there's a name.
Oh my gosh, pull that
out. Yeah. And her husband, Mark Bundtane, just had one of those walking, talking relationships with the Lord.
Yeah.
And she was just such a sweetheart. We were able to visit with her in Calcutta. And she said, everyone thought Mark was a saint. She says, but I knew him differently.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was so funny. But she said, we would be together having conversation, and all of a sudden, he'd be off talking with the Lord.
Right.
And it would just...
Like, are you talking to me or God right now?
Right. And then it would flow back in.
Yeah, I remember that.
Why not? So it was just a lot
of fun. Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
My prayer and hope for you is that if you've listened to this, you've been encouraged and that an idea has just sprung up inside of you. If that is the case with you, take a minute to either write that down or do make an action step of some kind to put that in practice, or else you'll lose it by the end of the day.
Because you've had those thoughts, now put the words to it.
Yes.
And again, that's me. You know, so often I have words of gratitude, words, you know, thoughts, sorry, thoughts of gratitude, thoughts of thankfulness, and just pleasure and smile on my face, but I don't put words to it. And it's just like, please, please hear us. Put the words to it. You know, put your hand on someone's shoulder and just say thank you.
And get to know someone that you love even in a deeper way today, because remember that that great question can unlock the best that's inside of them.
The other thing is this: you are worth knowing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know
and
yourself
so
even.
If it gets awkward and you feel as though, boy, I don't want to be a part of a small group. You know, I don't want to, you know, and it's like, no, you are worth knowing. And there is so much, you know, that you have to offer others. And so, again, just go on out there, love on others, and allow yourself to be loved by others.
Thank you for joining us today and taking this time. We don't take that lightly.
No.
The fact that you have invested your time to have this time with us means the world. And we have so much respect for you in your walk and in your journey with your relationships. And we really hope, and we're just cheering you on.
Yeah.
And just hope that this brings life to your heart and to your future.
Yeah.
And focusing on creating that future that is amazing.
And just remember what an ambassador you are.
Yes.
Of God's kingdom, of righteousness, of peace, and of joy. Well, today has been episode number 53.
We love you guys.
Please take time, you know, send a comment, like it, thumbs up, whatever all that is.
Share it. The big thing is share it with others.
Share it is really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful week, and thank you, everyone, for all of our animals.
Hey, I did, and I don't think I sniffed my nose once.
Not once.
Wow, you guys, I'm so not obnoxious today. I love it. Okay, see you next time.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.